This movie is basically just like Listen to Women in a nutshell.
You're listening to We Die First, a podcast for black horror fans by black horror fans.
Spooky Squad.
We're back with just us. Prepare for your regular stupidity.
Yeah, prepare for the average IQ level of this conversation to drop significantly.
Yeah. I really hope that that last episode satiated our academics, because you're not getting that for a while.
No, you're not. But, oh my God, last week was a dream. That was so fun.
If you haven't listened to Spooky Squad, go check it out. I'm not even going to spoil what it is. It's just fantastic.
Yeah, we had a very special episode, a very like 90s sitcom, very special episode where the gang, instead of developing a crippling addiction to caffeine pills, had on the authors of The Black Guy Dies First to the podcast. And it was super fun. We talked about The Thing, and it was a wonderful conversation, and hope to continue to have really cool guests in the future.
Yeah. You can tell that meant a lot to us because we're bringing it up again. Usually it's just like every episode's like out of sight, out of mind. We love every episode we do, but
oh, of course.
It's like recorded in a blur.
Yeah. As I've mentioned before, I feel like whenever I'm recording a podcast, I'm like in a fugue state. I wasn't last week. Last week, I was very present.
I was painfully aware of my existence.
Yeah, and how awkward I can be sometimes. But it was great. Check it out. Share it with your friends, your family, your enemies. Just the podcast in general. We love to find new folks who love horror and want to go on this little journey with us.
Yeah. Sanique, how are you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you. Work has been stressful, but has started to taper off this past week. We had a pretty big event that is now done. So I just have one more event before I leave. And the last couple weeks, Evan's been out of town for work. So I've just been hanging out here, and it's been kind of nice. You know, I was a bit anxious about being alone for so long, especially during a very high stress topic period. Like, you know, I need my emotional support husband. Like, I need him. But I've been doing great. Like, I'm like, oh, this is actually, you know, kind of nice. I've been reflecting a lot. I've been kind of just doing my own little things. Today, I made a quiche yesterday.
Wow. Damn.
It wasn't that good. I ate it, so I threw away half the rest of it because, like, this isn't really as good as I want it to be. I'm gonna try again today. So I've just been eating quiche all weekend.
Nice. Yeah, get that protein.
Yeah, but what I'm gonna kind make of another quiche? One. So yesterday I did spinach, goat cheese, and red peppers. But it wasn't that flavorful. I think I kind of fucked it up. So I ate most of it because I was just like, well, I made this, but then I got rid of it because, like, this isn't that great. But now I think I'm gonna take a little bit extra time to make it real good, so then I can just eat that for the rest of the day.
What seasonings did you put in it?
I mean, I just put like salt, pepper. I think that's part of my problem. So I think this time around, I'm gonna do the spinach separately with the peppers and put some fresh garlic in it. I think I just kind of zhuzh it up a bit, and I'm gonna try again and see what we get.
Yeah, when you pick yourself up, right? Dust off your shoulders, get back in the quiche game.
Yeah. I get back in the quiche game. How about you? How are you doing?
I'm good and stressed because I've been putting off personal deadlines for stuff, but fine. Also, a dumb stress work week. Stressed? Not very, right? It was more annoying because, again, I work in deadlines, and I had like one like sprung up on me like a week before it was due. Not my fault. My boss was like, hey, can you write this grant? And I was like, yeah, for sure. And then, like, her and then, like, our, like, executive director, they kept going back and forth making all these edits with contradicting notes. And I was just like, you guys do it. Tell me when it's done and I'll send it in. So, not stressful. Annoying. Very annoying.
Yeah.
But other than that, totally fine. Oh, actually, we got told, this is funny. We got told, we signed a 2-year lease last year in June. Mm-hmm. My landlord's like, hey, can we meet in person? And I'm like, oh, this isn't good. And then he's just like, hey, we have to make extensive renovations. Do you want to break your lease? Like, could you break your lease? And I'm like, oh, God. Because I was so not mentally prepared to be moving. So now I'm like.
So are they going to be compensating you? Like,
they're giving us like $2,000 on top of our security deposit and then like helping with movers. So
that's some bullshit. So, I mean, like, yeah, they're helping out, but it's also just like, I feel like I need a little bit extra for like just the general inconvenience of having to move when I didn't plan to move.
Yeah, so I think the general consensus is trying to be like, you know, how much more can you give us? So we'll see.
Right.
There is also the option of just...
I would do a cheeky little like equation of just like the amount of time for me to find a new apartment and how much like every hour of searching for an apartment, how much that costs, and then you have to pay me that too.
Right. And my time is no less than $50 an hour. My personal time for any obligation.
Right. Absolutely.
So yeah, that's annoying. So my week has been annoying. But what are you going to do?
Yeah. Ugh, that's so, I'm so sorry. That is so frustrating.
Honestly, if I had the capabilities just to like really stick it to the landlord, I would fucking grab my cat and self-destruct this fucking apartment building.
You're my lucky star.
Yeah.
You're my lucky star. You're my lucky star.
The R&B remix.
She didn't sing it like that, but I was like, you're my lucky star. You're my lucky star. And she's like, guys, if you're not picking up what we're putting down, we watched Alien as part of Alien April, which I think we got very lucky in choosing the movies we did in the order we did, especially these past two this one. So like doing Invasion of the Body Snatchers, I feel like fed perfectly into The Thing, which is feeding perfectly into Alien, which I feel like is going to feed perfectly into Nope. And I don't know if that's just a case of a lot of Alien science fiction movies just kind of always being in conversation one another, but like,
yeah,
it's really just flowing quite nicely.
Good job, Sanik. Sanik's the planner.
Thank you.
So this was this was Loki just her like patting herself on the back.
I'm like, oh my God, who curated this list of films? I don't know. This, oh wow, crazy. Yes, we watched Alien from 1979, directed by Ridley Scott. And shout out to the screenplay from Dan O'Bannon, because I think that the writing in this is so good. I love the dialogue in this. It stars Tom Skerritt, Sigourney Weaver, Veronica Cartwright, Harry Dean Stanton, John Hurt, Ian Holm, and Yaphet Kotto. And it's about a crew of, are they like miners?
Yeah.
They're like a commercial spacecraft. I think they're like mining like minerals from space, who find themselves being stalked by an alien creature. And trying to survive. Spoiler, most of them, everyone dies for one person. And a cat.
Do you also like, because like, you know, you look at the Wikipedia, you see like all the shit they are. Realistically, you know, because like, yeah, it's like mining shit, but like the mining clearly just happened and it's just like, everyone's just like the things to get the ship from A to B. It's like we have the captain, we have the engineers, we have the navigator, we have the science executive, who is also a doctor, but not a doctor. Again, just knows all science.
Right. Similar to what Robin said last week. Like, yes, if you are a doctor, you know, or you're a scientist of any type, you can do like literally anything.
Yeah. And then I also like Kane is the executive officer, just the executive officer. Okay, cool. And then the fucking warrant officer. I think I 100% read that like warrant officer. I'm just like, oh, she's like part of the like probation. Like what?
I mean, she is the rule follower, and I've never related so much to a character as Ripley, who is just like, guys, like, I actually read the fine print. Like, listen to me. Everyone's like, no, toots. There's two women on this aircraft, and, like, no one listens to them.
Yeah, and arguably, they're both in extremely important roles. Like, the one is like, you can't get anywhere without me, and right. The other is like when the captain's gone, I am second in command,
right? And yet they're just like like, you know, just not listening to them at all. Yeah. Which is super frustrating. Also, actually, the two women and the one black person so far throughout the film say things that I'm like, no, listen to them. And then, like, later on, you're like, you should have listened to them. Actually, Parker was right. You should have raised his ass. Like, that is the correct assessment. And no one listened to him. And similar to the thing, definitely there being like that kind of, you know, kind of like that hierarchy and sort of like class distinctions, but less contentious, I would say, than in the thing.
Right.
Yeah, there's definitely
a lot of camaraderie here. Like, fucking Parker, the chief engineer is the black guy. And I'm just like, right. I was like, in the future, is being a chief engineer, is that like the equivalent of a GED? Like, we're all shitting on the chief engineer?
That's true. They do kind of like still treat him as like, I didn't realize he's, I was like, oh, is he like a mechanic? Like, it's like, no, he's an engineer. Like, that actually is like a specialized.
The most dopey position. People, yeah, the most right. dopey people are the engineers, and that's right. they read as mechanics, but like when you look them up, like, they're engineers.
Right? Yeah. Thank you for calling that out, 'cause I actually didn't catch that. Now I'm looking back, I'm like, oh yeah, they are engineers. I'm like, why are they acting like they're two dum-dums? I also shout out that the Brett is played by the actor who played the depressed dad in 16 Candles in Pretty in Pink. And that's like, that's what I know from, like, oh my God, it's like the sad dad who like won't get a job.
Oh, sad dad.
Sad dad. But yeah, I think before we get into it, just wanted to like shout out a few things. So this movie had a budget of $11 million, box office hit at $184.7 million from the box office, which is huge. I mean, also Alien is just a very, very important movie in like the general like lexicon of science fiction films. And I hadn't seen it in a very long time. So actually watching it this time around, I was like watching it for the first time because I'd forgotten a lot of details. I think last time I saw it, I had to be like maybe like early middle school. So it's been like 20 years. So it was very delightful. The jump scares worked.
I have never seen this.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know, prepare. It was like when I'd never seen Scream until we did it, right? But I saw Scary Movie, which was super accurate. But a similar thing with that is like watching this, you know, I've seen it referenced a million times. So I'm like, okay, waiting for all these references. But then I was like, okay, wow, these must, I was like, that must be from Aliens, like the second one. So I think a lot of like my reference points were actually not from this specific Alien
movie. From the sequels.
Yeah.
Yeah, because there's been quite a few
sequels too. So it was still super fresh.
Yeah, it's a fucking fresh movie. I love it. The design is amazing. Like, I'm always really interested in watching like science fiction movies that take place in space. I'm always like, aside from the design of the Alien, but I also love the design of the ships and the design of the spacesuits are always like, I'm curious to see like, because a lot of times the spacesuits reflect what the ship looks like, and it was cool like how the suits felt like very like kind of almost kind of like steampunkish a little bit. Something about it was kind of steampunk. It was cool. I loved watching the design. And of course the creature effects were
I liked how
they hold up.
I liked how it was such a wet movie for being in space. Like this ship could have been in the ocean with the amount of leaky things happening. The monsters, like the alien, the xenomorph, so wet, constantly moist.
No, I love that you mentioned that, like, the moistness of the ship, because it is, like, a deviation from, like, the very sleek, futuristic ship. It feels very, like, this ship is kind of run down. It is, like, a second tier. I mean, like, it's the future, so why not? Like, at this point in the future, like, there's commercial space spacecraft. So, like, similar to, like, how you have, like, a ship or, like, a truck. like, they're not always going to be, like, the best, you know, state of the art. Sometimes it's kind of, like, janky. Like, this ship has been out plenty of times. It's, like, it feels lived in. And, like, I think that really adds, like, the grittiness and kind of, like, the cool. I think it feels very cool, this movie. Like, something about it feels very, like, it's, like, rugged and, like, yeah, we're, like, we're just in space. Like, we just, this is our jobs. And, like, you know, we're, like, rough and tumble. But the movie starts off with an amazing, I love this title sequence. Like, how the letters kind of come together, Alien. I think it was very cool. I've never seen anything quite like that. But we establish that we are on the commercial space tug, the Nostromo space tug.
That sounds like a massage parlor, a futuristic massage parlor.
Oh, yeah, futuristic. Like, it's like, yeah, like the sex workers are all aliens. You want a space tug? Yeah. She's got like six arms.
Efficient. Tug. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they're on this commercial spaceship and they're coming back to Earth after like getting minerals for this shadowy company. We established we have every crew members are in stasis and they wake up because now a transmission is coming from Mother, the ship's computer, and she's like, "Hey girls, wake up. Like something's happening." We got Captain Dallas, Executive Officer Kane, Warrant Officer Ripley, like you mentioned, the Navigator Lambert, played by Veronica Cartwright, who we recently saw in Invasion of the Body Snatchers and also saw earlier in The Birds. I'm like, my girl, like, yes, she's been working her whole life. She said, I'm never tired. Science Officer Ash and Engineers Parker and Brett. And they wake up, and this scene when they're waking up is kind of cool. Like, it looks almost like a lotus. Like, they're kind of like sleeping pods and they all kind of wake up. It feels very like 2001 Space Odyssey. It's like,
they're waking up and then they go straight to a family meal and it's so cute.
And this is where, like, you know, we're establishing the camaraderie between these people. Also, the dialogue is just so natural.
Yeah. It wasn't like it was very conversational, which I feel, especially in the late 70s, like, really was a testament to the script writing, you know?
Right. It's like, you know, this is the age of, like, the, what are they called? I'm, like, blanking. These directors of this era, like, the new wave? No. Shit. Someone who's way more well-versed in film is, like, screaming it out. But, like, it's an era of, like, Steven Spielberg, Ridley Scott, all these, you know, directors who are, like, very much of this, like, very naturalistic type of vibe of movies, which I think I love, and so I love this era so much. Mother is like, hey girls, there's a nearby moon and we have to go check it out. And immediately Parker, my nigga, is like, says who? Am I getting paid to stop? Home. Like, I got a girl at home. Like, I'm trying to get the fuck back home. But we find out, like, I actually, like, if you read the fine print, if there's any, like, discovery shit that happens, they have to investigate it or else none of them gets their money. So we do have to go.
Part of me was like, yo, that is, like, a nice clause. Make sure you're helping out people in need. Maybe have a system sophisticated enough to decode a message and not just be like, we're getting a message.
Maybe. Right, like, we're in space, bitch. Like, it could be anybody.
Because also, Mother, this amazing fucking intelligence system that runs the ship, you have to talk to it through text, which I thought was hilarious.
Right. I just watched, I was up all night watching Baby Reindeer. Have you seen that on Netflix?
No, so I did think you were just watching Nat Geo videos of Baby Reindeer.
That'd be so cute, but it's not. I wish it was that innocent. It's about this comic in the UK who gets, like, stalked. And, like, it keeps showing, like, the texts that, like, his stalker sends. And they're always, like, misspelled. But, like, they're all sent from her computer. But she types in, like, sent from my iPhone. Like, but she has no iPhone. It's very weird. You gotta watch it. But it's, like, I was thinking, it's, like, it's very Baby Reindeer, like, misspelled. Like, hey, girl, what's up? Sent from my iPhone. Anyway, so they're, like, nah, we have to go. Which I think is a really, also just a smart way to establish why we have to go discover this shit. Because, like.
Yeah, because they could have just said no.
Yeah, it's like just no. It's like no, we have to. It's like okay, let's do it. Fine. Immediately, we though like Ash is sus. I'm like, I don't know what his deal is. I'm like, my first thought was like, he's giving BD Wong from Jurassic Park. I'm like, so what are you, how are you, what are you getting out of this? Because you seem a little bit too chill.
Yeah, they fucking, because you know, like they land, the ship gets fucked up. They're like, I love to. It was, they also, again, are engineers just so mechanic coded. And it's just like, how long is it going to take to fix? And like, one of them is like, tell her 17 hours. And Parker goes, 25 hours. And so it's like, okay. And then they're like, well, let's go to where this signal happened. And I'm like, okay, of course they go. And then, you know, they find a ship. And then while like this is happening, Ripley's like, hey, can I try and decode this message? Like, what's happening? And they're like, I think it's not an SOS. I think it's a warning. I'm going to go after them. And Ash is like, don't do that. By the time you get there, they'll figure out if it's a warning or not. And I'm like, that is logical, but very suspicious.
But very suspicious, and seems like you have ulterior motives. Also, I mean, Ripley, like we said, she is a rule follower. Like, no one, like, they're all like, they're always like making fun of her. Like, when she goes down to like the engineers, they're like, they're fucking with her. Like, they're just like very, like, they don't take her seriously enough. And I'm like, no.
Yeah. And she doesn't have like narc energy. Like, she's just like, yo, let's do this. Like, let's fucking get home. I want to go back in my stasis.
She's very pragmatic and smart. Like, she's smart. Like, they're underestimating her. Like, you know, woman in the workplace, they're underestimating her. But they get to they land on the moon, and it's Dallas, Kane, and Lambert who go out to investigate the origin, right? And they find this, like, spaceship, but, like, this, like, fossilized, like, alien creature with, like, a hole in its chest, right? And they're like, huh, what? This is weird. And they find, like, they go to, like, this, like, chamber, and Kane goes down there, and he finds all these eggs, which I found out the egg is, like, they made, like, a plexiglass, like, kind of egg-like thing, and it's actually Ridley Scott's hands in, like, rubber gloves, and he's, like, moving his hands. So, like,
oh, really?
Yeah. It's cool. It's a cool effect, though, because when you first look at it, it looks like the light is just doing that, and you realize, no, there's something in it. It's, like, alive, right? So he's like, yeah, no, it's, like, an organic something. Let me touch it, because we're investigating, right?
Even first of all, he's like, wow, there's this giant chamber. Well, I'll go in by myself. Wow, look at – these look leathery. They're organic. They're eggs. They're also big eggs.
They're huge.
Like, they were, I would, you know, bigger than ostrich eggs for sure. And, you know, even if it was something as simple as ostriches, I don't want to be trapped in a cave of ostriches. They're mean.
Even baby ostriches, like, they're scary looking. I don't want to be those freaks of nature. So he touches it, and then, like, a something springs out and just, like, latches onto his helmet, right? So they're like, oh, shit, like, we got to bring Kane back. So they're trying to get back on. And Ripley's like, excuse me. Like, no. We have quarantine protocol. If he's infected with some shit, we all gonna be infected. And she's right. She's like, he needs to be leaving outside. They're like, oh, it's an order. And she's like, I hear you. Negative. We're not doing that.
Yeah.
Really. And then, boom, they open the door anyway.
Well, yeah, fucking Ash.
Fucking Ash.
Also, I did love, like, like, fucking, like, Dallas. Pretty chill. It's like, oh, we got to get him in here. This thing leapt out at him and, like, went through his helmet and attached to his face. Said it with that inflection. I was like, I'd be freaking the fuck out.
Right.
I'd be freaking out. I'd be freaking out so much. I would have left him there and we wouldn't have to have this conversation.
Right. I'd be like, Kane, no offense. Like, you're my dude. But, like, I can't have that in the ship. Like, that, we can't bring that. Because I don't know what that is. And the way it, like, latched onto your face, see, I have a face, too, and I like it. I don't want it to be on my face.
And it's impressive, too, you know, because they all, again, I think it's just relying on that, like, in the future, if you're on an expedition like this, you all have base-level science knowledge. Is that thing, if you had to go out into an atmosphere that you needed a suit and something punctured your face helmet, maybe they're dead.
Right, but I guess he's apparently alive, though, when that happened. I thought he'd dead. Yeah. Like, no, he's alive. So they're like,
yeah, they
okay.
Fucking have to saw his helmet off, and they're like, oh, wow, that's disgusting.
It's really gross. It's like they have, because they're doing, like, they got, like, they're doing some medical shit, because apparently they're all doctors now. Doctor? I don't know. So they have him there, and they're trying to get the creature off his face, but, like, when they try to cut anything, like, it tightens itself around him, so it's like, if you try to get it off, like, he's gonna die. And then when they try to cut one of the fingers off, this acid blood goes through and starts to like eat through like the ship.
Multiple, like, it goes through multiple fucking floors
before it slows down. So it was like, oh wow, like Parker's like, damn, these defense mechanisms are
crazy. And the whole time, like Ash is, I mean, you find out later, but like it's kind of towing the line because Ripley's like, well, what the fuck can you tell me about it? And he's like, well, it's pouring oxygen into him to keep him alive. It's shedding cells and replacing it with like a plastic so it can survive anything. And it's just like, and it has acid blood. What a defense mechanism. And it's like, so what can we do? It's like, well, I guess we'll have to just keep him around. And everyone's like, no, let's freeze him. Let's fucking get him.
Right. Whatever process is happening, Parker's like, let's freeze him and get him home. So we can like, figure that out.
And Parker's like, even like, get him home to a doctor. At this point, noting that this Ash is not a doctor. He's just like, yo, maybe we should wait for like an MD, you know?
Yeah. And like, he's being very speculative about it. And like, oh, I think this. And also, oh, I'm just doing correlating data. Like, I'm collating data. Like, wait. Like, just wait. So they're like, okay, fine. So they go and they put him like down to like lie down with this thing still attached to his face. But then when they go to check on him later on, thing's gone. Kane is alive, but the thing's gone. So it's like, we should find it.
Yeah. And let's just look, you know, nice little jump scare because it falls from the ceiling and it is dead.
Yeah.
Well, and then
before that
like,
jump scare, there's like a jump scare of like a broom falling down or something. Something like stupid right. falls down. That got me.
And they're like, you know, it's like, oh, look at this thing. Let's throw it out into space. And then Ash is like, no, we have to bring it back to study it. And then, you know, Dallas is like, he's like, I would like to see it fucking torched, but if it's science, that's your fucking jurisdiction. And Ripley's like, what the fuck, dude?
Yeah, once again, Ripley's like, a protocol. But since when is this, like, first off, you already broke the quarantine protocol. I got shit with you because you know you shouldn't be doing that because now we're all fucked. But also, you're doing this extra shit. Why are we bringing anything back? Like, since, like, that was not in the fine print. They told us to investigate. They didn't say I was like, bring shit back. Like,
yeah.
And it's dangerous, clearly. But he's like, no, let me just play with it a little bit. And they're like, okay, fine, you fucking freak.
You fucking little freak. Yeah.
So they're about to like head back to stasis, but then Kane gets up. So like, oh, bet. And he's like, I'm hungry.
Every time,
and they're
too.
Like, they're like, we're all hungry, too. Like, let's like have a family deal
before, cute before we go family back to sleep. Meal. And yeah. Fucking Ash, every time. I like every, it's like, you're going to want to come check this out. He just won't. You know, it's like, you're going to want to check this out. This thing has acid blood. There's something going on with Kane. What's happening? You're going to want to just come and see it. The thing's gone. He couldn't just say this shit. It's like, you're going to want to come check on Kane. What's wrong with him? It's easier to explain if you see it. He's awake. That's all you.
He's just awake. Yeah. I was like, oh, is he going to be like malformed? No, he's still awake. And he's like, oh, I'm fine. He's like, I don't really remember anything. I had like a dream about being like smothered. And no one says anything. They also got to look at each other like.
They're like, yeah, crazy. That's insane that you would think that.
Like, okay, we're just not going to tell them that. So they're like, they're back to like their meal again, like similar to the earlier scene. They're like hanging out. They're like talking. Like Parker's talking about eating pussy. Lambert's like ill. They're all just like hanging out. You're having a great time. Like, oh, like you're fine. Like the thing's dead. Like we're good. Like everything's Gucci. So Kane's eating, but then he starts to choke. Right? And they're like, oh shit, he's choking. So like, oh, a seizure maybe. So like they're doing the thing that we all thought we were supposed to do, which is put a spoon in someone's mouth. Like don't put anything in their mouth actually. So they're trying to get him, and the classic chest burster scene happens, which apparently the actors in the scene knew that the thing was going to come out of the chest. They didn't know about the blood that's supposed to pop out.
Yeah.
So like, the reactions they have, including Veronica Cartwright, who's like fucking hysterical, is totally like one shot, one take, all real reactions.
That is.
That's how you terrorize your actors. Like. Take a note, fucking Stanley Kubrick is like, yeah, you can terrorize him a little bit, but like,
no, exactly. That's what I was gonna say. Like, that's, you know, no one was shoved anyway. No one was physically hurt, but it's like that reaction of being genuinely terrified that you were covered in blood. I was like, that's tactful.
That's fine.
You're not shoving. Yeah, you're not shoving someone in a pool with actual skeletons. You know,
right? We don't have to put like, crack skeletons. You don't have to hitch up what's her face from The Exorcist, like a real rig, and then break her fucking back. Like, that's not necessary.
Yeah.
We don't have to give what's her face from Carrie a broken eardrum by blasting a high power hose in her face. It's not necessary.
Yeah. Yeah, people.
So anyway, the thing pops out of his chest and it's like, ah, and like runs away, right?
Oh, scurries so fast. scurries away. It was kind of comical, yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. Like, the puppeteer apparently had a slit in the table, so he's kind of like runs away. It looks kind of silly, but it's like great. It's kind of like, eh.
Yeah, because it's a snake. But it just, like, goes in this straight line, and it doesn't do, like, the slither. It just kind of, like, yeah.
Yeah, it jumps away like a little puppet. So, like, oh, shit. So they fucking get rid of Kane's body. Like, well, R.I.P. Kane, you're in space now. But now I'm like, okay, we need to find this fucking thing, because, like, it's very dangerous, and it's alive. So, like, okay, but – so Brett I want to pause so before we R.I.P. Brett. Brett and Parker's relationship is also very funny because, like, Brett's just like, yeah, Parker's my supervisor. He's like, right. He just agrees everything Parker says. He's just chilling. I love it. I love this like freaking frack duo. But he follows the cat, Jonesy.
This fucking cat. Fucking Jones. Cat.
And he's in like the little landing like compartment and like there's like water and he's like, it's again, very wet. He's like
so wet.
Drinking this, it. I was like, it's yeah, okay.
I was like, dude, I have, this isn't a waterfall. Something is leaking, maybe the toilet. And this guy's just like, oh, this is a refreshing. I'm like, this is, I was like, you know what the worst part of my day is when I'm outside? If I go like under an overpass and then water hits me.
I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, this is. I live close to like, well, I don't want to say where, but like a overpass situation. And I have to cross underneath it all the time. I think that always happens. And truly, like, nothing's worse when it like lands like in your part, in your hair. It's just like, ah! He's always got.
Yeah. Oh God. Yeah. Now you have.
I turn into the little trespasser. I'm like, ah, and run away.
You're fucking street nutrients now on your head.
I do. But he's like slurping it up.
Also, I know you're getting to it, but like in this scene, they're like this, like the, we know what they're called now, but like the alien xenomorph. It's like hiding in the chains, and I knew that, and I still couldn't see it.
Yeah, because it's like the chain thing is really good. The sound of the chains, and at one point, like the camera's like on him, but like there's space to like his left, so you're like looking behind, but like where is it? Like we know it's here, but it's like where the fuck is the alien? There's like shadows, but then the cat's like,
eh! And like yeah, it's, you like, know, fucking cat things.
He doesn't turn around. I'm like, you should turn. It's, the cat is seeing something, and he's just like, huh? And then like he turns around, and like the thing is fully. It's only been like an hour. The thing is like fully grown.
Fully grown. Yeah, because we see that it sheds its little skin when it was, I don't know, if you count its full length as like its height, maybe it was 2-3 feet long. It is now damn near 7 feet tall.
It's gigantic and fully just like yeets him. Like it's gone. Like the thing is massive now. So now they're like, okay, we think it's in the air ducts. It's getting around in the air ducts. So we need to like go into the air ducts to fucking get it. But also we need to like shut down the other like compartments and kind of just go through the ship to find it, right? So like, okay, cool. So this movie also has a lot of flamethrowers, which I love. Back to back to the thing, I'm like, flamethrowers, like in Antarctica and space, there are also places that are very isolated. So sure, that's like the best.
If it's best isolated and cold, you need a flamethrower.
You need a flamethrower. That's the only thing you need. So they're going down there, and Lambert is the navigator. She's like watching like the creature, and she's like navigating him through the air ducts. But now she's like, no, like that shit's coming, like you need to go. And like he's not he ends up going the wrong way, unfortunately, and then he gets like taken. Dallas gets taken, which I was surprised he'd be taken that soon. I thought he would be like second to last alive, but he gets taken. So they're like, we need to, they're reconvening again, and Lambert's like, we need to get the fuck off this ship. Like, I say we get into the escape shuttle and dip out. But then Ripley's like, no, it only fits, like, two people. We can't all get in the ship. Because now it's only her, Lambert, Parker, and Ash, right?
And she was like, we'll draw straws. And I'm like,
and well, Parker's how's... like, hell motherfucking no, we're not drawing no goddamn straw. And I'm like, yup.
Yeah.
That's me.
I do, again, like.
Is that your fine print too, bitch? No, we're not doing that.
Again, to like kudos to the dialogue, because there's like, you know, Ripley is like, this is what we're going to do. We're going to fucking go in pairs. We're going to seal off every fucking thing. And then we're going to fucking jettison it into space. And then it's like, does that plan go, like, does that fucking bode well with you, Parker? And he's like, as long as we get to kill the thing. And she's like, yes, we're going to fucking kill the thing. I'm like, yeah. I was like, yeah, that's how a person would respond.
Right. How about you say a lot of words for except for kill it. So yeah. What's it going to be? Like, what's it going to be, girly? So they're like, fine, like, let's do this. So Ripley goes down to Mother and she's accessing the computers. And Ash had also been like, in that meeting too, he's like, oh, I'm collating still. And she's like, what do you mean? She's like, you don't do shit. Like, you have not been helpful. Like, at this point, they're all onto his ass. Like, you're not doing anything. And like, I don't know why. So she's like digging into, because like, I don't believe anything you say.
And I'm even significantly, like, this was way early, but like, she was talking, Ripley was talking to Dallas. This is before things went fucking haywire completely. The face-huggy alien was on board, but it was like, she corners Dallas and is like, how many like fucking excursions have you done with Ash? It's like,
right.
This is the first time. She was, it's like, we had this one other science, like chief science officer, but then like 2 days before we were supposed to leave, he got sick. So this guy came on and she's like, I don't trust him.
Right. Cause he was added on like mad last minute. And like, what's his deal? Like, I don't get it. And she's right. And again, we're not listening. This movie is basically just like, listen to women. In a nutshell, like, listen to women, because she's on to his ass immediately. Ripley would be a great addition to that show, The Traitors, on Peacock. She'd be so good. She'd be like, I know who the traitor is immediately. like, and no one will listen to her. And she's like, I fucking told you. So she's like looking, she discovers that like they've ordered, this company had secretly ordered Ash on because they want to return the alien back for study because they're like, they're trying to like do some weapon shit, and like, yeah, this crew is like expendable, like they can die, like that's what it is. And she's like, I'm on to this shit. She confronts his ass. She's like, so what's the tea? I know what you're fucking doing. And he starts sweating milk, and I was like, what is that? I was like, what is that? Like, what?
The whitest thing I've ever seen is this guy sweating 2%.
I was like, is that like just how he sweats? Like, what is that?
Yeah,
very, like, and, ew.
And then he starts going crazy and like trying to like super beat the shit out. And now he's super strong. Well, because he's a scientist. He knows how to maximize his
efficiency. But he's like a little like guy. So I'm like, oh, no. He's like, yeah. Strong? Like, what the fuck? He's like, he's a guy. He's throwing her ass back and forth. He's like, blah, blah,
throwing
blah. He's
fucking her and up. Then, and he goes, he's like, you know what'll fucking kill this woman? I'm going to roll up a magazine and just shove it down her throat. Which would. It would.
It would. But I'm like, it's very an unnatural way to kill someone. Like, why are you killing her like that? Like, just like,
I thought he was just gonna like roll it up and just like smack
just
her.
Smack with, like a bad dog. Yeah, or and, just, like,
yeah. And then, but then the rest of the fucking crew comes. But now all of a sudden he's holding everyone off because he's so strong. Again, Chucky strength. We don't know how strong he is.
Yeah, and also at this point, it has not established that the thing that he is exists either. So I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah,
is he infected exactly. With the alien? Like, what is, like, happening? And we find so, out.
Fucking Parker comes.
Yeah.
Takes, a fire extinguisher-esque thing. Fucking nails his head. Takes it off. But then he's, like, a robot. An extremely wet robot.
Full of milk.
Like, just full of milk. Just spewing white. Just, these robots run on semen. Future robots run on semen.
Robots run on semen.
Yeah. And it's just like,
and he's like, trying to like, an android. I'm like, wait, what? I'm like, there's androids in this world?
you have to type commands into your onboard computer system to have a conversation with it. But you have full up milked up androids.
Milked. Up, juiced up androids.
Juiced up androids? I don't get how their technology works, but okay.
No, yeah. And it's like a one plot hole. Like, I would say plot hole, plot convenience. It's very much like a Deus Ex wet android situation where I'm like, okay, what? There's androids? Like, there should have at least been a line somewhere of like, oh, remember the other android we had? Like, there should be like,
a throwaway fucking line.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, where's our chef? Oh, the chef android? Yeah, he's gone.
Right. Like, I need to know these exist. I did not know we had that was possibly. And everyone responds, so like, oh, he's an android. Oh, he's a robot. They said, why the fuck they said it's a robot? I'm like, there's fucking robots? Like, I did not know.
Right. Excuse me. It's like, I also, so they like try to get him back functional, right? It's like his body and his severed head is next to it, but they're like connecting wires to talk to it. Again, so much wetness. Everything mechanical in the future, powered by moisture. Yes. And then they fucking get his head going and he just spews more milk. And I'm like, what? Why are you so wet?
Yes, it's like disgusting. I think it's a good point to point out how phallic this movie is. Like everything about it is just like something like if it's like the face hugger, I feel like there's a lot of like cum, but it's acid sometimes. And then also like, I'm gonna take a magazine and just shove it down your throat. I'm just make you deep throat this magazine. It's very like, this movie is all dicks. I'm like, what the fuck is happening? This is Dicks the Musical.
This is actually the inspiration for it.
And yeah. These are all the aliens and little sewer boy. Like, that's what it is. But they're able to activate his head and be like, tell us what you know. And he's like, yeah, girl, like, the company sent me because we want to get this. The creature is unkillable, and I love it so much. I admire it. And also, you guys are all going to die. And I don't care because I'm not a human anyway. So, meh.
That's essentially so like, exactly what happened.
And they're like, fuck you. And then, like, Parker gets his flamethrower. He gets to, like, blast it off and kill it. And I'm like, good for you, Parker. I'm glad you got that satisfaction of blasting this
android. Yeah.
So they decide, okay, the best thing we can do at this point, we're gonna self-destruct this shit. Like, we need to escape. Like, we gotta, the whole thing gotta go. It gotta go. With the alien on it, we gotta fucking dip.
They're gonna hopefully take their chance.
Yeah. Someone on the network finds out we're out there and they're gonna bring us home. That's all we can do.
Yeah, we hope the next ship has a contract that has a clause saying, if you hear fucking these three people in an escape pod sending out please help us signals, that you will actually stop.
Specifically then, Parker, Lambert, and Ripley. If they are doing that, then like, yeah, we'll come. But unfortunately, Parker and Lambert do die. They end up getting ambushed by the alien.
And why is Ripley safe, you ask? Because she's off searching for the fucking cat.
White woman. Yeah, it's just white woman. She's like, I have to get my cat. This cat is... I'm like, is this cat an android? It's got special powers too. She's like,
This cat is... I mean, the sole, like, person listed in my will. So this cat needs to come so it can have my estate.
Yeah, of course. Jonesy's basically just, like the mascot of them. So, like, we need him for, like, motivation. Like, yeah. He has to come. He knows all of our cheers. So Ripley, she's like, oh, fuck, this is her. So she's like, okay. She initiates, like, the self-destruct sequence. But then she gets blocked to, like, the shuttle to escape. She's like, oh, shit. So now she's trying to, like, get out, and it's counting down. I was like, girl, you got 5 minutes. Like, you better figure it out. So mother said. She said it like that.
You gotta figure it out. And she's like, oh. Now mother can talk, by the way. Mother can only talk when it's about to explode. When it's,
She's just reciting poetry. She's like, she tries to, like, stop the self-destruct, but it won't do it. She's like, you bitch. Like, you fuck you bitch. And mother's
and
just
it's just like, yeah, Ripley, you started it.
Yeah, like, she's like, that's, like, when we start self-destruct thing, it continues. So now she has a cat, and she's going back to the shuttle, and, like, she manages to get back into the shuttle, like, right when it explodes. And when it explodes, it's, like, a nuclear blast, like, multiple explosions. And I'm just like, what kind of detonation do you have?
Ships are crazy in the future, yeah.
Right, I'm like, what the fuck? Like, when you think it's done, it's not done. It just keeps going until it finally is done. And she's like, you know, while she's doing that, she's like on her little ship. She's like, fuck, just me. So she's getting ready to bed down, whatever. That fucker's on board. The alien is
on. I do like, yeah, board. It's like, I was like, why are the controls, again, so wet? Because the fucking xenomorph pulled, like, you know, like a true bug can get into any crevice. And mm-hmm. it's just, and then its big old shiny dome is chilling there. And then it's like fingies pop out. But it's sleeping? It's taking a little snooze? Yeah. It's had a rough...
It's bedding down, too. It's we were 10 months away from Earth. He's like, I'm going to take a little sleep.
Yeah. And then, so it's like, you know, Ripley's, like, backing up. Also, in these smallest, I assume, government-issued underwears for, like, hers, they're like, it's like, oh, you needed a large. We only have small. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's, like, still, like, sumo wrestlers in the beginning where they're all in their little, like, little thongs.
Yeah. Like, yeah, yeah. But she sneaks into like the little, the one of the few spacesuits on board. And smart. Like, I was like, where is this going? She's just, I was like, if I put on this spacesuit, he will not attack. No, she actually had a plan.
Yeah.
And she's going like to the controls, and then she starts singing. You heard Sonique's R&B rendition earlier, but she starts singing the 19.
Yeah, no matter who you are.
She starts singing the 1979 single "Lucky Star."
She was getting down, and she's singing it, and then she manages to like open the airlock door so it could like float out, but it still hangs on. Just like get back into like the little the booster or whatever.
Yeah, she uses a fucking like grappling hook. So now she also has a grappling hook to like fucking shove it into space further. But it has the grappling hook, so it's just hanging on. And then then it's chilling in like the fucking thruster. And she's like, well, I guess I'll turn those on now. And it jettisons that thing into space, still presumably alive.
Oh yeah,
like truly indestructible. I never realized
it's an alien. Like it's from space, so it's like, oh, I'm fine. Like I'm just gonna keep doing. I'm just gonna fly around Thailand on something.
This thing can get blown literally with however much fire is in that engine into space and be like, well, I'll just wait for the next rescue crew.
Yeah. Who has a clause in their contract. If you find creepy alien just flying through space, you have to go get him and bring him back.
Yeah.
Yeah. But she records her last log and she's like, all right, well, hopefully someone get me out here, my cat.
Yeah, truly. It's just me and my cat here in space.
Just me and my cat. And it ends.
Or does it?
Or does it? I mean,
this one does.
1,000 sequels.
There's
Aliens, Alien 3, Alien Resurrection. There's Prometheus. There's Covenant. Like, there's a lot.
It was either Prometheus or Covenant. I can't remember which one. But I watched it not knowing it was an alien movie. Like, in this universe.
Yeah.
And then it happened and I was like, what? What?
Oh, and apparently they're making a television series.
After I finished this, I truly looked up, I was like, the chronological order, what are the alien movies? And the first one is Alien versus Predator. Which I'm like, I guess that makes sense because that's in the time that we live now. Like, you know, it was in the 2000s. Yeah. And then everything else is in the future. But, and I did see Alien versus Predator.
So that's technically a prequel.
Yeah.
Ah, okay.
So, Alien versus Predator, you know, I feel it came out in, like, when, I like to think of it in, like, the Freddy versus Jason era, in the sense of, to me, it was like, I was like, Hollywood is running out of ideas. So.
Yeah.
But I mean, I saw it when I was in my teens, and I, you know, like teen boy, I was like, yeah, this is pretty cool. I think I watched it on a flight once because I was like, no fucking way, this is on here. Like, recently. And I was like, yeah, this movie's pretty, like, silly, but it's fun.
Mm. What I need is, like, I actually, as much as, like, Hollywood is, like, I know it's, like, in the dumps because it just keeps, like, regurgitating old plots and existing IP, but I do want more blank versus blank. I want more of that. Freddy versus Jason was like a cultural reset for me. That was a big deal for me. I watched that movie and I was like, this is the best thing I've ever seen.
What would be your ideal blank versus blank?
Ooh. So I don't even, it doesn't have to be like horror or science fiction.
Yeah.
It could just be like.
But I think it has to be like, it has to be established like franchises, right? Or just known IP.
Just known IP.
Like Disney versus Nickelodeon. Like Mickey Mouse versus Cat Dog or some shit.
Like I want the March sisters from Little Women versus like the strippers from Hustlers or something. You know, like, why not? Like, why the fuck? Like, if we're gonna do dumb shit, let's be real dumb, you know?
Yeah, let's add it. We need to Spooky Bob, Spooky Squad. It's that time when we add another movie to our list of movies we are definitely going to write. Yeah, we have the remake of Cherry something.
Oh yeah, we have so many. It's a long list of films that are all like currently in like pre-production.
Currently We Die First Productions has at least 35 films in pre-production.
Damn.
But if we were to pre-produce this film, how would it be different if it were a black movie?
I mean, I like seeing black people in space, personally.
Yeah. Parker,
it'd be a kind of cool Afrofuturism type deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If it was like a similar set, I was like, Parker would insist that people refer to his title as Chief Engineer. And he's like, I went to school for 10 years for this fucking shit, man.
Right. Like, and as he should. I mean, unfortunately, the gender dynamics would still happen and people who would not listen to Black Ripley.
Yeah, Blipley.
Still. Ooh, I want an all female crew. I want a bunch of black women. I want it to be like The Descent, but like with black women in space. That'd be tight. We didn't watch The Descent. That's one that's we have to watch so many movies, like horror movies. There's so many, but like that's one we definitely need to watch. I love that movie.
I've not seen it.
You haven't seen The Descent? Ooh, it's good. It's real good. It's scary as fuck. It's still scary when I watch it. I've seen it like so many times.
Nice.
Yeah. Oh man. But this was a delight. I thoroughly enjoy this one. I mean, it's in the classic. It's a classic for a reason, and it was great. Also, really well paced. I thought it was like.
It is slow, but good.
Yeah, it's it really makes it feel all the things. Going, it's like, yeah. I think it's a very intentional slow burn that works. It doesn't feel like too slow. It's like, yeah, we're moving. Yes. So that was Alien. Next week we'll be back and wrapping up. I can't believe this month is already over. April flew by, but we'll be wrapping up Alien April with Nope, Jordan Peele's third film. And I can't wait to talk about it. I've only seen Nope once, so I'm happy. I'm excited to like watch it again.
I've never seen it, so I'm excited. Period.
You've never seen Nope. I didn't see it. I wish I'd seen it in theaters, though. I missed it in theaters.
I think I would
on demand.
Yeah, I was gonna see it in theaters, and then it didn't happen. And then I was like, oh, I should just watch this. I'm very bad at watching movies by myself. Like, I'll just always throw on the same, like, TV show, but I won't throw on, like, a new movie in the background.
That's fair. I mean, yeah, movies are fun, like, to watch with friends.
You know what's even more fun? To talk about movies with friends.
I'm the friend in question, unless you're wondering. Just in case.
Yeah, it's Sneak.
It's me. Oh, my God. Yeah, no, I've had a blast talking about this one. This is such a fun movie. I need to rewatch it again because that was actually really, I really enjoyed that. But y'all keep watching along with us. Share the podcast with people. We are going to have a new themed month next month. I guess I'll talk about it next week. And we do need a movie suggestion from you guys. One of our lovely listeners, I don't have their info pulled up, but I will next episode. Gave us a wonderful suggestion for a theme for May, and we're going to do it. But we do need your help coming up with one of the movies. So we're going to put out some feelers. Maybe we'll do a poll or something. You guys can vote and tell us.
We love a poll.
Love a poll. We love democracy here.
We do. We do. We are a pro-democracy podcast.
Yes. We die first. We the people.
We the people die first.
We the people die first. And you're hearing it here first. Andrew, before we go, do you have any last words?
If you have someone that wants to staunchly go against protocol in a potentially dangerous situation, they might be a robot. So make sure to keep an eye on anyone drinking a lot of milk.
Yep. 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 Any Dairy Queens out there? they need to be blasted into space.
Blast those Dairy Queens.
If their guts
into
don't do
space.
It for them first, you know. All that milk. If everybody drinks that much milk and they don't got the farts, then they're an alien. they're android. They need to be destroyed.
Yeah, with a fire extinguisher.
Mm-hmm. Preferably, and then a flamethrower.
In that order, yeah. You don't want to fire extinguish before the flame.
No, you got double tap. Yeah. But thank you so much for listening, you guys. And as always, stay spooky, y'all.
Stay spooky.